الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Dear viewers and listeners of Badr Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode of the series called The Early Echo. Indeed, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And yes, inshallah, I will be your host for today, right from now and to the end of the program, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we are hoping that you will be with us, inshallah, azza wa jal. We will, of course, listen to the virtues and blessings of even reciting durood and salawat as we do every other day of the week. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. It has been mentioned, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in regards to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned that once a beggar had approached some non-believers and he began to beg and ask them for some money that he could, of course, utilize and use to spend for himself. And those people did not want to give that beggar anything, and they diverted his attention to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was not very far from those people. So they had mentioned to him that, why do you ask us for money? Why are you asking us? Why don't you go and approach this great personality, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? The narrator has mentioned the reason for these unbelievers to divert the attention of this beggar to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was just so that they could make a joke out of him when he would be unable to give this person anything to eat and drink or any type of money that he could have, of course, given in charity. So the intention was basically that when he would not be able to provide this beggar with money, then we will laugh and make some type of mockery and joke out of this entire situation. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, this beggar then goes and he approaches Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. They had forgotten that he is Shere Khuda, Hadre Karrar. Allahu Akbar. He is the blessed and beloved son-in-law of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had forgotten that he is the blessed father of Hasnain Karimain Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They had forgotten that he is the husband of the blessed and beloved daughter of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatana Fatimah Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And therefore, this beggar, his responsibility and duty was to beg. So therefore, he goes and he approaches Hazrat Ali Karam Allahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had realized that ye apne se nahi aaya hai, balki isko bheja gaya hai. He had been sent to me. And therefore, when this beggar had begged by stretching his hands and asking for some type of money that could be given to him, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gripped his wrist and he recited durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Matlab durood paak padhna shuru kiya. Aur padhne ke baad aapne dam farmaya. He had blown onto his palms and then he advised him to close his fist and go before these non-believers, these unbelievers, and then open his hands. Allahu Akbar. Wahan se wo hasna shuru kiye ki by merely by blowing nothing is going to happen. How can you blow and then give somebody something? Allahu Akbar. But as I mentioned, they forgot that he is the same personality for whom the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had returned the sun to its position so that he could read and perform his Salatul Asr. Allahu Akbar. Even though his physical condition may be this, that he does not have anything apparently, but Allahu Akbar, he is the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Shere Khuda. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, when this beggar is standing right before the unbelievers and he opens his fist, Allahu Akbar, the narrator mentions that there was a golden coin in his palm. मतलब उसके हाथ में पैसे थे और इसे देखने के बाद जो कई कुफार वहां मौजूद थे इस चीज को देखने के बाद after witnessing this karamat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu they had immediately embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. This is the virtues and blessings of reciting durood, salawat and sending salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, kya baat hai Madine ki, Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karono durood, Taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karono durood, aankh ata kijiye, usme ziya dijiye, jalwa qareeb aa gaya, tum pe karono durood, dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karono durood, kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo razi kare, kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo razi kare, theek ho naam-e raza, tum pe karono durood, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman, alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Let us listen to a beautiful natipak inshallah, and of course after the kalam we will resume with our program. Please stay tuned to Madane channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya rasul
Yeah. کے جتنے غریب ہو پھر بھی
غلام آپ کے جتنے غریب ہو پھر بھی
غلام آتے گے جاتے گے میں بھی آؤں گا غلام آتے گے جاتے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیکہ یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیکہ یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ مدینہ قافلے جائیں گے میں بھی جاؤں گا سبحان اللہ This was a beautiful and amazing kalam rendered by حسنین رضا اتاری سلمہ الباری and after watching and listening to this نعت پاک of course the intentions and the feeling or the desire of going back to Makkatul Mukarramah as well as Madinatul Munawwara have perhaps awakened in your heart and those feelings may have been revived and it is consistently there in a believer's heart that he always desires and wishes to present himself in the darbar and in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keep this always alive and keep this connection with the holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always alive dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, no matter where you are, since this will be alive, inshallah azza wa jal, you will continue to follow the sunnah and the teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore inshallah today we shall be speaking about such a personality who is not only the family and the cousin of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather from the other aspect, a great sahabi and a companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. Allahu Akbar. When we speak about his bravery, we shall speak about his virtues and blessings. Allahu Akbar. It is really, really amazing. And this is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This great personality, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, was born in Makkatul Mukarrama. And his blessed mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, had named him after his father, Allahu Akbar, by the name of Haydar, whereas his blessed father had named him Hazrat Sayyidina Ali. His father had given him the name of Ali, whereas his mother had given him the name of Haydar, Allahu Akbar. Aside from these names that had been given to him, There are many other more appellations and titles, famous titles such as Qarrar, the one who strikes repeatedly, subhanallah, as well as Shaykh Huda, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as Murtada, the chosen one. These are some of his famous titles, dear viewers on the Madani channel, as well as Mushkil Kusha, Hazrat Ali, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the one who removes difficulties, the one who is a great helper, subhanallah. So these are some of his famous titles and appellations. Subhanallah, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a paternal cousin to the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The kunya of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abul Hasan as well as Abu Turab. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of the paternal uncle of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who is Abu Talib. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born after 30 years of Amul Fil, when Abraha and the elephants came, when Abraha brought his elephants to destroy the holy Kaaba. That was 30 years after, when the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was 30 years in age. That was the time when Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was born in Makkatul Mukarrama on the 13th of Rajabul Murajab Sharif, on a Friday, inside the holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers on the Madani channel, subhanallah, what a great blessing this is. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was only 10 years old, subhanallah, he came into the folds of Islam. As we know well, that the first woman to accept Islam from amongst the women is Hazrat Sayyidina Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And from amongst the men, from amongst the adults, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the first to accept Islam. And from amongst the boys and youngsters, Hazrat Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is to accept Islam, subhanallah. So this is how he came into the fold of Islam. Of course, he was raised in the blessed house of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. So of course, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu remained active in promoting the sunnahs and the teachings of Islam, subhanallah. And he had a distinguished reputation because of being amongst the muhajirin awwaleen. He had a beautiful and amazing reputation because he was from the first batch of muhajirins who migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst them, as well as he is from amongst the Ashra'i Mubashara, those 10 special sahaba who had been given the glad tidings, Basharat, in this very dunya of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. The Nawa of the unseen, the one who gives the khabar and the knowledge of the unseen, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had given those 10 sahaba ikram the Basharat of Jannah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those 10 sahaba who had been given the glad tidings of Jannah in this very dunya, subhanallah. And possess many other remarkable attributes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took part in exceptional bravery in many battles, such as Uhud, Khandaq and Badr, and many other jung and battles he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had taken part in, subhanallah. And many renowned brave warriors from the unbelievers were hurled into the hellfire due to the strike and violent strikes of his unique sword known as Zulfiqar. This also needs no introduction, because subhanallah, his blessed sword is a very famous one known as Zulfiqar. Many of the unbelievers were violently thrown into the hellfire due to the violent strikes of his blessed sword known as Zulfiqar, subhanallah. After the martyrdom of Hazrat Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa in Islam, subhanallah, the Muhajir and Ansar had accepted his bay'ah, Allahu Akbar, which is the submission and pledge of allegiance to Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and elected him as the Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander and leader of the Muslims, subhanallah, who held the office of Khilafah for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days, subhanallah. 4 years, 8 months and 9 days he held the office of Khilafah. And of course, it is through his efforts and through his bravery, subhanallah, Islam had continued spreading throughout the world, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. Furthermore, on the 17th or 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a Khariji's violent assassination, which of course was quite serious. And thereafter, on the 21st of Ramadan al-Kareem, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had embraced martyrdom and he made parda from this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat Parwan Isham Iri Salat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi rahmat al-Rahman had composed a beautiful couplet in the shan and status of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his famous world recited salatu salam, Mustafa Jan Rahmat Pilakho Salam, Shame Bazme Hidayat Pilakho Salam, Asle Nasle Safa, Wajhe Wasle Khuda, Asle Nasle Safa, Wajhe Wasle Khuda, Babe Fazle Vilayat Pilakho Salam, Babe Fazle Vilayat Pilakho Salam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful couplet, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu composes this couplet and he says, Sayyidina Ali, Aliyul Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the very origin and foundation of the pure and pious sa'adat. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the mediator of becoming wasil billah, meaning becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the portal, Babe Fazle Vilayat Pilakho Salam, and he is the portal from where virtues of Vilaya come from. May hundreds and millions of salutations be upon this great personality. He is the door and the portal from where Vilaya is distributed. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madini ki. This is the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, Shere Khuda, Asadullah al-Ghalib, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the ulama have mentioned, in fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned that the reason for him to be known or called Abu Turab, the title being given to him, the reason behind that is, subhanallah, that once the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had went to the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and asked regarding the whereabouts of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. His blessed daughter Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had just left for the masjid. He is resting in the masjid perhaps. So therefore the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to look for Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and when he seen him laying on the ground due to some sand or dust which was on the blessed back of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst dusting and removing the dust from the blessed back of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, can you imagine, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using his dusty mubarak, his blessed and beautiful palms and hands, Allahu Akbar, removing the dust from the back of this great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Qum Aba Turabin, stand up, O Abu Turab. Allahu Akbar. This title was so beloved to Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he was then known after this title as well, Abu Turab, the father of sand, since the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had told him to stand. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, furthermore, subhanallah, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was such a great reciter of the Holy Quran, and this was that beautiful aspect of every other companion of the Holy Rasul. If you look at the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, as well as Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, they would recite the Holy Quran excessively. They had exceptional love for the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, and they would derive solutions from the Holy Quran. They would turn to the Holy Quran for everything, subhanallah. And this is a lesson for every one of us to also have some nisbat and connection with the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is not to be recited only in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. The Holy Quran does not come with any expiry date, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. The Holy Quran is a solution. It is a cure for every problem, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The knowledge which Mawla Ali karraballahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem possesses, as far as the only the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha is concerned, leave alone the rest of the Holy Quran, if we had to speak only about Surah Al-Fatiha, Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu ta'ala had mentioned, subhanallah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the blessings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I had to begin to write the commentary of only Surah Al-Fatiha, I could load 70 camels with only the registers of Surah Al-Fatiha, meaning the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha. So many books I could write that it would carry, 70 camels could carry the load of these registers and books. Allahu Akbar. Only regarding the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha. And subhanallah, regarding the recitation of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that before he would sit on his horse, the moment he places his first leg into the stirrup of the horse, and as he is about to put the next leg into the next stirrup of the horse, he would begin the Holy Quran and complete the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. The moment he places his blessed leg in the first stirrup, he will begin reciting the Holy Quran. And by the time his second feet or leg reaches the other stirrup of the horse, he completes one Holy Quran. This thought may come to your mind, how is it possible, dear viewers on the Madani channel? Nothing is impossible. Those who make time for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes time for them as well. He allows the time to be obedient to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, time waits for them, and they could do anything that they wish to in that limited time. And therefore, for us it is limited. We cannot complete the Holy Quran in such a limited time. But for those people who are the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the reason, or this is one of the reasons, when they have exceptional love for the Holy Quran, they love reciting the Holy Quran, even this becomes possible, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah, may there be thousands and thousands of salutations upon this great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. Of course, remember, he is the family of the Holy Master, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is the trait of the Ashiqani Rasul, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we respect and we love the Sa'adat, the family of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had mentioned so beautifully,
Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, Teri nasle paak mein, aqa teri nasle paak mein, hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera, sab gharana noor ka, subh taiba mein hui batta hai baada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aaya hai tara noor ka, subh taiba mein hui batta hai baada noor ka.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. As far as the taqwa and piety and, you know, giving donations in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, dear viewers, we have to learn from the life of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Some ulama and scholars have mentioned that once he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had possessed only 4 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. He had possessed only 4 dirhams, and therefore he had given those dirhams in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had given one in the day, he had given one in the night, he had given one secretly, and he had given the other openly. Allahu Akbar. One secretly, one openly, one during the day, one during the night. And the Holy Quran has mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Translation from Kanzul Iman, those who give their money in charity in night and day, secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear no sorrow. Allahu Akbar. The ulama and scholars, especially Hazrat Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he had mentioned in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, according to one of the verdicts, this verse had been revealed in the favor of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, ye chanda dete bhi hain, یہ اللہ کی راہ میں دیتے ہیں تو یہ قرآن پاک میں آتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. The way of giving charity is recorded in the Holy Quran. Can you imagine, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah, that this is the personality of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The reason for that, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, they give for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, if we look at our situation, when we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, many a times we wish our names to be called out during the Jumu'ah sermon and khutbah. You know, when the khutbah is being given for Jumu'ah, if our name is not mentioned, so and so had sponsored the langar. Sometimes it could be good intentions, but many a times, you know, shaitan is after us and he tries to instill ostentation within us, that we begin to show off ki haan humne aaj ka iftar donate kiya hai, humne aaj ki sehri di hai, humne aaj ka humne ye kiya hai, humne wo kiya hai. Shaitan is behind us and he wants us to lose that reward. He wants us to lose that sincerity. So therefore, whatever we had donated in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the essence of that should be lost. Allahu Akbar. But these are those great personalities that he only possessed 4 coins. He had nothing else besides that. Jo tha Allah ke raah mein, inhone qurban kar di. One in the day, one during the night, one secretly, one openly. And the reason for that is that whatever Allah Azza wa Jal accepts through his infinite mercy shall be accepted. Subhanallah. He wanted to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore he had given one secretly, no one knows about it. One openly, one during the night, as well as one coin during the day. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, on the other hand, as I mentioned, if our names are not mentioned on other higher platforms, we take that as a regret. We get very disappointed. Or sometimes we remind others of the favors that we do. Yaad rakhna, maine kiya hai. Allahu Akbar. And if we don't remind the one that we had done the favor upon, then we tell others that I had done that favor upon him. I have bought him a vehicle. I had donated money to build the minbar or to buy the gumbat or to build the masjid. I had donated this to that madrasa and this madrasa. Allahu Akbar. When we give in the path of Allah or when we help anybody with any favor, we should not even discuss that, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. As Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, subhanallah, he Azza wa Jal has mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَلَّهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. He Azza wa Jal has mentioned, those who spend their money in the path of Allah, then after spending neither boast of favors conferred nor hurt, their reward is with their Lord. Their reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful, outstanding nasiha and advice for those who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, niyat farma le ki is saal hum bad chad kar ki hissa lenge inshallah, and I will give more than I had given last year. Why? Because your aqeedah and your iman should be that Allah Azza wa Jal will multiply that and give it back to you. Subhanallah, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah, let us now connect with our Muballigh for whom we have been waiting, and he is none other than Brother Shahid Attari, Salamahul Bari, all the way from Benoni, which is a suburb of South Africa in the Gauteng area, mashallah. Let us welcome him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Shahid Bari, mashallah, we firstly thank you for joining us in this program called The Early Echo, and we are discussing, mashallah, the topic for today is the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is none other than Mawla Ali Karram Allahu Ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, mashallah. And we're using this great personality as a source of motivation. And therefore, inshallah, we are taking some motivation from this great personality, and we will try and implement in our lives as well, mashallah. What nasiha and advice can we receive from you, Shahid Bhai, for today?
Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, today, Mawlana Tabriz, you are discussing about one of the heroes of Islam. That is none other than Shaykh Khuda, the Lion of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali, Karam Allahu Ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. There are many karamat of Sayyiduna Ali, Mushkil Kusha, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Karam Allahu Ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. Once a dark-skinned slave who had great esteem for Sayyiduna Ali, Karam Allahu Ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem, committed the crime of theft. The people took him to the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. The slave also confessed that he had committed theft. Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, cut off his hand, implementing the law of Sharia. When the slave was on his way home, he came across Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ibn al-Qawwa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ibn al-Qawwa inquired who had cut the hand of the slave off. The slave said, Amirul Mu'mineen Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Ibn al-Qawwa said, amazingly, he has cut your hand off and you are still taking his name with such honor? The slave replied, why shouldn't I admire him? He cut off my hand lawfully and saved me from the torment of the hellfire. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu listened to what they had said and related the same to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, who summoned the slave and placed his severed hand back to the joint of his wrist, covering it with a handkerchief. Then Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem started reciting something. Meanwhile, a voice was heard from the unseen, remove the cloth. When the people removed the cloth, the severed hand of the slave was found reattached with his wrist, leaving no scars whatsoever.
Allah, 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 Allah. Kya baat hai madinat, mashallah, mashallah. Subhanallah.
You know, there are many, there are dozens and dozens of karamat that we can discuss about Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha. Once he was going on his way to Maqam al-Siffin, the battalion of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem came across the land where there was no sign of water, and the troops were exhausted due to intense thirst.
Okay.
A monk of a nearby church informed them that they could find water 14 kilometers away from there. Some of the companions sought permission to go there for quenching their thirst. Listening to them, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem mounted his mule and pointed to a place, and he ordered the ground to be dug. They started digging until a heavy rock appeared. All efforts to take the rock out were in vain. The efforts, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem dismounted the mule.
Allah.
And his blessed fingers gripped a crack in the rock, and all of a sudden he pulled the heavy rock out. You know, imagine a battalion of soldiers couldn't pull this rock out, and Mawla Ali puts his hand just in a crack of the rock and pulls it out of the ground. Can you imagine the power that he possessed? Thereafter, pure and crystal clear stream of water gushed forth from beneath the rock. Thus the whole battalion quenched their thirst, and the troops also let the animals drink and fill their containers. Then Allah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem put that rock back into its place. The monk of the church witnessed the miracle of and said to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, are you a prophet? The response of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was, no, I am not a prophet. The monk said, are you an angel? He radiallahu ta'ala said, of course not. He then asked, who are you? Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem replied, I am one of the companions of the last prophet, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also advised me of something important. Having heard this much, the monk recited the kalima and he embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem asked him, why have you taken such a long time in embracing Islam? The monk said, it has been written in our religious books that there is a hidden stream near the church which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet. And hence, I and many other monks before me stayed at this church waiting for this occur.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today my dream came true to witness the event when you uncovered the mystery of this hidden stream. I therefore wholeheartedly embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali wept so much that his beard drenched in tears. He then said, Alhamdulillah, I have been mentioned even in their books. The monk became one of the companions and warriors of Sayyidina Ali and died as a martyr while fighting against the Syrians. Sayyidina Ali himself buried him and prayed for his forgiveness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Really amazing, you know, these amazing stories and waqiyas you have just mentioned right now. Allahu Akbar, filled with lots of lessons and madani pearls for us to follow and for us to understand the status and sanctity and exaltation of this great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah. And bas conclusion mein yes karna cha raha hu because we are out of time, Shahid bhai. But all that you have mentioned, of course, proves that when this is the shan of the servants of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shan of the real ghulamani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what would be the status of the Holy Rasul himself? As the poet had said, chahe to isharo se apni, chahe to, if they wish, chahe to isharo se apni, kaya hi palat de dunya ki. Allahu Akbar. If the ghulamani Mustafa, if the real servants of the Holy Rasul wish, they can topple this dunya, they can topple everything in this kainat, in this world, and do as they wish. Allahu Akbar. Chahe to isharo se apni kaya hi palat de dunya ki, ye shan hai unke khidmat guzaro ki, phir sarkar ka alam kya hoga, sarkar ki shan kya hogi. Allahu Akbar. Really amazing. Jazakallah Shahid bhai for sharing with us your madani pearls, and we shall be back with another episode of this amazing program called The Early Echo. Till then, stay good, do good, be good, and wherever you are, remember that you have a mission, and that maqsad and mission is our life, and that is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your